From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading The Medicine Wagon, Book 2, Cheyenne, by Gary W. McCarthy. Now, let's begin with Cheyenne, Chapter 1. With his medical bag, surgical instruments, and a few personal items, former Bostonian Henry Wallace ran for his life down the dark streets of Denver, chasing the medicine wagon. How far ahead was its young pickpocket and orphaned driver, Miss Samantha Palmer? And how far behind were the assassins who had just killed his dear friend Clancy? Besides the blood pounding in his ears, Henry could still hear the gunshots that had reverberated through Clancy's new boxing gymnasium and see the deadly probing muzzle flashes. Henry was tall, muscular, and well-conditioned, but he knew that he could not run for miles in this high altitude, and that he was losing blood from a bullet that had grazed his ribs. He was not certain that the medicine wagon was even headed north for Cheyenne, but he knew that he had to find Samantha, because their fates, their very existences, were bound together. Henry was a man on the run, a fugitive from injustice. If caught by the bounty hunters, he would not only be killed, but tortured. Samantha, on the other hand, was a brash teenager destined for the same cruel fate that had claimed her unscrupulous father, a thief and snake oil peddler. "Samantha, girl, you don't know how desperately we need each other," he gasped, colliding hard in the darkness with a pair of men walking into town on foot. "Oh, sorry, boys."
"What's wrong with you?" one of them shouted.
"It's blacker than pitch out here, and you're running blind."
"Damn fool," the other man swore.
Henry had been a damned fool for allowing himself to become complacent.